January 26th, Tuesday. When does the start of the summit take place? Three factors will come before you. They are people, events, and fields. There is an important answer that you must discover from these factors. It's not merely understanding wicked people, but discovering the answer. You'll meet various people in the field. If you simply say that person is very strange, then you won't be considered as the summit. You must ask the question, what kind of blessings does God have in store for me? Then you must discover the answer. God is with me, but why do I continue to suffer from these types of incidents? Rest assured, the blessing of with will emerge. Did Potiphar's wife have to do this to me? That is Emmanuel. Why did God guide me this far, raise me as the governor, and eventually meet my brothers? This is enjoying oneness. This is the place and the start of the spiritual summit. The Spiritual Summit, Acts 9:15. But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." There is a beginning in order to become the spiritual summit. You must discover important answers in all fields, events, and through people whom you meet. This is called with, Emmanuel, and oneness. Discovering that answer and talking about it is called the message. Enjoying this answer that you found is prayer. When you confirm this answer through the Word, you'll discover that the Word is alive and active. What is the answer that the spiritual summit must know? Number one, the reason and God's standard. Those who enjoyed the blessings of the spiritual summit were aware of the reason from the beginning. They knew why they were enslaved, held as captives, and were colonized. Those who knew the reason weren't self-centered, but based everything on God's standards. Afterward, they continuously became globalized through God-given strength. Number two, the condition. Your spiritual condition is more important than the answers that you receive. Missionary Paul was pleased to see the spread of the gospel as an outcome of his sufferings. He considered everything as rubbish and pressed on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He also confessed that he could do all things through him who gave him strength. At that time, God's power that nobody could block was revealed. The first promise given to those who are saved is the summit. However, the spirit of evangelism and missions must come upon you in order to become the summit. That spirit is none other than the Holy Spirit. God makes those who have received the Spirit into this spiritual summit. Dear God, may I stand as the spiritual summit as I enjoy the filling of the only Holy Spirit. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.